Nick, thank you so much. And the first thing I want to say is an enormous thank you to you and the hospital, your predecessors in your role as chairman, because the hospital from the very beginning has been an enormous supporter, along with the whole nursing profession, the Royal College of Nursing. I couldn't have asked for greater or better support. And for me, this site dedication is a very important moment because it is, as people keep reminding me, some 11 years or so since I started this charity. But actually, it goes back further than that, because in the late 1970s, I was talking to a lady called Connie Mark, who was from Jamaica. She's now sadly deceased. But she and other Caribbean women came to see me when I was about to become a Member of Parliament in Hammersmith, asked me to help to identify Mary Seacole's grave. And what struck me more than anything else at that talk was that Connie Mark and many of her female compatriots had come over from the Caribbean at the beginning of the Second World War to help Britain. And they served in the Women's Royal Voluntary Service. And one of their jobs, particularly Connie and some of her colleagues, was to service and support the anti-aircraft guns, which many of you will not remember. One or two of you might, but they were all over Wormwood Scrubs. Wormwood Scrubs now, you look at it, there's goalposts, there's those trees, but at that time it was covered with anti-aircraft guns and some balloons. They helped, and I was thinking when they said that there was not a memorial to Mary Seacole, there really ought to be one. And I thought when I left the House of Commons in 2005, a bit before that, I decided to start this charity. And it has been a very, very long road, and it has been bumpy at times, but I have to tell you, the trustees of this Mary Seacole Memorial Statue Appeal have been truly remarkable. They've all worked their socks off at raising the money for this. We've raised some very large contributions, but one of the most important things to me is that an awful lot of the contributions have come from relatively small contributions, from schools, from hospitals, from nurses, from army units. And those small contributions build up all the time, and above all, they identify people with this. Because one of the messages I wanted to get over when I started this was that immigration into Britain didn't start with the Empire Windrush. It goes much back, much longer. And when I take, and several of you heard me do this when I've taken you around the Houses of Parliament, I point out a picture of Nelson dying on the ship at Trafalgar, and a number of black people on that crew, and incidentally a number of women too, which is another interesting one, but I'm not going to start another statue yet. So wait a minute. But when I asked the Royal Navy, they said there was about 200 crew members at Trafalgar of African origin. Now, a lot of British people do not know that, of all races, all colours, all creeds. They do not know that. So part of the message here is the way Britain has become the diverse, exciting, dramatic country that it is today. And I think this is one of the greatest things about Britain. I love it to bits because it is so diverse, because it is so full of tolerant people making great contributions and achieving so much. Sure, we've had bad times, really bad times, but we do get through them, and that is incredibly important. So this site dedication now is a very important milestone, because right now, while I'm speaking, the cast is being made of Mary Seacole. We actually got Martin Jennings, who sadly can't be with us today. He's the very famous sculptor who's doing this. He can't be with us today, but I got him to the Crimea because he wanted to cast the disc that will stand behind the statue on the land of the Crimea where Mary Seacole set up the British Hotel. And I did that in October last year. In other words, a few months later, and it wouldn't have been possible. But the amazing thing was that when he went there, he was finding not only the remnants of the British Hotel, but of bottles of porter, which was the sort of Guinness-type beer that the soldiers drank there, and they were still there on site. Despite the fact that there had also been enormous tank battles there in the Second World War, Crimea was always hard fought over. We'd have got that a few months later. Frankly, he would have had to rethink the disc, and I would have had to do some hard rethinking too. So it's enormously important. That work is going on. We still need some more money, and not least because we don't want it just to stop with the memorial. I also always think to myself, why did Mary Seacole fade out of history when she was so famous in the 19th century? Now, some of that was clearly racism. but not all of it. I think there was at the time a way of thinking of about your community, about people in it, and that's what I would like to see this appeal go on to do. To, in other words, have some form of educational information program after this memorial is up there. But the memorial itself will be dramatically important. It will be, as I keep reminding people, the first statue to a named black woman in Britain. There are other ones to named men, there are two groups of people and so on, but there's not a named black woman. There's one to a black woman who represents the slave trade, but not a named one. This will be the first. Very, very important. And so I think this will be on this site, which is, as Sir Hugh knows, is an incredibly important site. You know, the South Bank is becoming internationally so famous. People do come over here to see what is here, and they will see Mary Seacole, and they might, with luck, begin to understand why Britain is this wonderfully diverse country that it has become today. So I'm delighted that in a few moments I'm going to ask Suzanne Packer, very well known to all of you who watch Casualty, and she's not covered in bruises today, I'm told, that to unveil it. But before we do that, I want to ask again another school making a contribution, the Harris Academy Peckham Choir, which is now going to perform the music of Lean On Me. And frankly, I've been leaning on many people to get this done, so it seems absolutely appropriate to me. Can we have that music, please?